Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. In Acts 5, 1-3, it says, "But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds and bought only part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, 'Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land?'" It's an interesting thought here. At the beginning of the church, everything was new. And really, at the beginning of the church, things were exaggerated, it seems, as God dealt with the new church that was here on the earth. On three different occasions, the Holy Spirit was rolled out in a very dramatic fashion to the Jews, to the Samaritans, and to the Gentiles. We also see at the beginning of the church that there was a man and his wife, Ananias and Sapphira, who decided that they were going to play church. They were going to give the impression that they loved God and were all in on what the church was doing. In reality, it was a lie, and Satan is the father of all lies. Lying is really a dangerous thing. You can get used to lying because you're so worried about what people around you think about you. The truth of the matter is that truth actually matters, that God knows exactly what's going on in your life, and when you think about that, that's a good thing. You can't hide anything from God. You can't say anything that's wrong that God doesn't catch you on. And here's the real clincher on that one. God still loves you. He knows everything about you. He knows exactly what you're doing in life, and he still loves you. He still wants to extend his mercy and his grace to you. The early church had some very dramatic things happen to it. And right here, at this particular time, the church was getting together, taking care of those who were in need, giving offerings so that people could live and be taken care of that really needed help. And Ananias and Sapphira wanted in on the action, but they didn't really want in on the action. They wanted it to appear as if they were in on the action. God made a very definitive statement early in the church. If you're going to play church, if you're going to lie and lie, try and lie to God or try and lie to those people who love God and love you and want you to participate in their church family, that's a pretty serious offense. And in the first church, God took those who did this, put them on display, and struck them dead immediately. Now, I don't think that God does that today, or we'd have nobody in our churches probably, because there's many times where we've lied to ourselves or lied to others or played the game of church rather than being those who are really part of the church. It's important that we understand the importance of honesty, and we practice that all the time. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.Leadership Team, a division of Silver Birch Ranch, here on the beautiful campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.